Silver futures in Shanghai is down, trading $79, give or take. Silver in the US is up $4 at 76.36, give or take. The spread between Shanghai futures was as high as $9, and it was vacillating between 5 and 8 over the past 72 hours. What does it mean that the spread is narrowing?
Welcome to this morning's Markets and Metals with Vince Lancey, where each morning he brings you the precious metals news to get you ready for your day. Now, here's Vince.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Vince Lancey, and this is the Gold Fix Market Rundown. Today, we're going to go through the last 72 hours coverage of silver from stories not produced by Gold Fix. With the surge in precious metals coverage over the past 6 months and the sharp acceleration around silver over the past 2 months, especially the past week, we thought it was time to step back and pause our own analysis for a moment. In an age of information, such as it is, we believe the priority now is perspective for our readers. To that end, we are presenting what we consider the most important precious metal stories outside our own work for the last 72 hours. The links are attached in this post so you can access them directly. Many of these pieces sit directly behind paywalls. If you choose not to subscribe to those outlets and you already subscribe to Goldfix, we will be reading through every one of these stories today if we haven't already. We have already reviewed most of them and we'll be breaking down the ones that matter most. Those summaries will be made available to premium subscribers. We're referring to your legacy or mainstream media outlets, plus one or two, we think, fan favorites that actually give some good analysis. They're as big, if not bigger, than some of the mainstream media outlets, but they're not trite in their approach. As precious metals move to the center of a broader global shift now underway, organization, speaking for ourselves, becomes critical. Information is abundant. Curation and triage matter more. As markets remain this active, we will spend less time reacting news-wise and more time aggregating to focus on where the focus should be. Now, this is intended to serve as a hub. Goldfix is intended, has always been intended to serve as a hub. The metals are the message here. Now, that is meant to be a portal for anyone following the monetary changes unfolding right now. It's not just metals. Later today, we will test this new approach, which we'll do from time to time, intended for use when the markets are busy like this, during high-intensity market behavior. You are welcome to read the original stories directly. They are well-written and worth your time, or you can rely on our prioritization. Read the summaries that we create for you and go deeper where it matters to you most. Look for our takes on these stories later today, where we think it's appropriate. And when asked to differentiate between legacy media coverage and Goldfix over the past 72 hours, well, multiple AI models said a couple things. They love to flatter the user. And they said that most of the news out there is lagging synthesis as opposed to predictive handicapping. So that's a nice compliment from an AI model who we pay money to tell us nice things about ourselves. But anyway, before we go through those stories one by one, let's go through the markets. 10-year yields are up 2. The dollar is up 8. The S&P 500 is down 4. The NASDAQ is 25.512, up 20. The VIX is 14.47. Up 28 basis points. Okay. Spot gold is $44.02, up $70. Spot silver is $76.36, up $4.20, give or take. Shanghai futures gold is $45.33, down $131. Shanghai futures silver is 79, down $4. Now, this, if we're going to give you anything fresh to consider today, this is the most important thing that we believe Well, it is. It's just the most important thing for governing risk management and getting an idea of what's going on underneath the surface. This is a behavioral analysis, a market tell. What you're looking at here is the gold market. US spot is up $70, while the Shanghai futures are down $131. Now, I know there's a time lag. I'm not trying to line it up perfectly. We're trying to be accurate, not precise. Why are they converging? Well, they're converging, staying with silver now. Let's do silver again. Silver futures in Shanghai is down, trading $79, give or take. Silver in the US is up $4 at 76.36, give or take. The spread between Shanghai futures was as high as $9, and it was vacillating between 5 and 8 over the past 72 hours. What does it mean that the spread is narrowing? It means two things. One, and this is the concept that Tom Luongo and I have discussed, and I have essentially predicted what happened over the last 5 years. And that is the demand side of silver and gold is now being broadcast externally outside of China. Demand pulls price in commodities, not supply. And so now that there's real demand, global price is converging to Chinese demand, at least until that demand is satiated. That means as the industry moves east, as the wealth moves east, as everything precious metals moves east, eventually the pricing moves east. We're witnessing the projection of Chinese demand onto the global market. And so the market will move to converge these prices at a higher price. So, what was this, which we've seen over the last 2 years and over the last 2 weeks, becomes this. Okay. Not this. This happens when the US Western spoofing dominates. When supply dominates, it converges down here. When demand, relentless as it is, dominates, it converges up here. So, what you're seeing is a convergence at a higher level. Those of you who trade energy understand what I'm talking about here. This is essentially a bivariate binomial model. It's a crack spread for metals. Regional convergence or basis point traders understand this as well. The basis is converging at the higher price. That's the first thing. That's the biggest picture. China's price is dictating global price, as Tom Luongo and I discussed over 2 years ago that we were on this path. The second thing, and this is in the micro, the fact that it's converging now, as all the attention is on the market, means they're finding the metal. Supply is being found. Well, why is the price going up if supply is being found? It's because you have to understand how the LBMA has been operating for the last year. And more obviously, the last 3 months. And that is this. They say they're open for business. They tell you the price is 50, but the price is 59 somewhere else. They choose to not sell it $9 higher because they really and likely don't have the metal unencumbered to sell. And so they're open for business, but the shelves are bare. Now, and that price remains artificially spread because nobody is stepping into the breach to sell it. Now, what we're seeing is metal is flowing in, not literally at London, but it's becoming available. And that metal is starting to satisfy demand up here. Okay. And as the demand gets satisfied up here, price drops. And as the supply becomes online on the spot level, price rises because they're acknowledging price. You're restocking your shelves and you're raising the price. So the market goes like this. Regional converges globally. Of course, both move, but now we're moving from 70 to 80, meeting at 75, as opposed to 20 to 30, meeting at 20. The world is fucking different. Now, when this is over, people are going to say, see, I told you, and the market's going to drop, and it's going to drop. I don't fucking care. It's over. The neo-Keynesian concept is over. Okay, so I want to leave that with you that, you know, that's why you'll hear me say, I don't care about price right now, because right now this is a physical market, which is coming into its own, telling the paper market, no way, dude. Price will converge higher until we're done buying. And they may be done buying when they have enough metal, whoever they are. They may be done buying when there's another COVID crisis, COVID-26. They may never be done buying. They may be done buying when somebody cries uncle and somebody blows out and somebody did get their ass handed to them. It wasn't structural. You know why? Because the structure is still operating. But somebody did get their ass handed to them. But now the problem is being solved. It's being worked out. I've seen this before. I've been the victim as well as the perpetrator on it. Okay, that's the most important thing about the market behavior today. Not the price, the spread converging. All right, and you can look at the rest of the markets. I really don't give a shit right now. There's the homepage. Now, what I want to do now is give you the stories that are most popular because of legacy media or because of Exxon analysis. And to do that, I'm bringing up, this is a very ambitious thing for someone who really has no idea how to do this shit. I'm bringing up the headlines for all these stories. Okay. So here we go. Ah, shit. Bear with me here. Here are, we think, most of the main stories in the last 72 hours that we haven't done, but we've read. First, Zero Hedge. They're not legacy media. They're analyzing the markets for real. Silver goes full metal 1972 vibes. Silver's surge drew 1979 comparisons as momentum, leverage, and psychology aligned, highlighting reflexive price action and late cycle behavior. This is the market here, which is one of their partners. And they're very heavy with charts. And they show you the correlations, what's changed, and help you to make your own decision. Next, Bloomberg. Why silver has been surging even more than gold? Silver outperformed gold as tight supply, industrial demand, and speculative flows amplified momentum beyond traditional safe haven buying. Bloomberg again, but through their free advertising model. Where is that one? Gold and silver plunge as traders pull book profit from record rallies. Silver retreated from record highs as traders locked in gains following an exceptional year and fully driven by momentum and liquidity. I want you to notice that these mainstream media outlets, as accurate and as broadly accepted as they are, they're giving you what's called lagging synthesis. This is what happened. They call them explainers, and we do that as well. But if something's not important to them, to their audience, well, they're not going to talk about it until it reaches high enough on Google search. And so that's what the advertising model does. Next story. Where is that next story? There it is. Silver price tumbles as rally reverses from the Financial Times. Silver and gold sold off sharply as, this is yesterday, as leverage positions unwound and thin holiday trading magnified the downside move. None of that is not true. Associated Press. Gold and silver slide after CME margin hike. CME margin requirements forced deleveraging across futures markets, accelerating declines after days of extreme price swings. Back to Zero Hedge. Prediction consensus. Now, this is not specifically metals, but we thought it was a very enjoyable piece. Prediction consensus, what experts see for 2026. Consensus forecast highlight gold and silver as macro hedges amid rising debt, policy uncertainty, and shifting global capital flows. They have a lot more stories on silver and gold as well, which are what I think proper explainers of what's going on. Reuters, gold and silver stabilize after steep moves. Precious metals steadied as margin impacts faded and markets digested year-end positioning following violent price swings. There might be one or two more in here that I saved. Oh, MarketWatch. SocGen's model says, yes, silver's in a bubble, but analysts say, no, it isn't. Now, I haven't read that one yet, but I included the picture. Silver's not in a bubble. Silver's exiting a crater. Okay, so that's why silver is, it's the same way of saying, it's a different way of saying gold is overbought but underowned. It's the same thing, okay? You know, people talk about AI as writing, you know, glossy bullshit. AI is just imitating the glossy bullshit that's out there already. It's a steal. 2008 crisis predictor Dr. Doom, Peter Schiff, advises people to buy gold, flags short-term risk in silver. This is the Times of India. We love it. However, we have a problem with the Dr. Doom thing. I think that's Nouriel Roubini's moniker. Peter, or is he Doom and Gloom? No, that's Mark Faber. Anyway, you get the idea, right? Peter's going to be in demand right now. And that's all we're prepared to talk about right now. But Goldfix has already covered these same on thematic grounds, even if the mainstream media, which is very good, is now framing the metals specific and written from a market desk perspective. While most media in doing their work is called lagging synthesis, as we said, it's not new discovery. The core elements have already appeared in Goldfix across gold first, silver second, and with China as the structural fulcrum, not just a volatility catalyst, as many would assert. What is happening now is a structural shift, not a cyclical dislocation as it is being framed, we would say. Price may drop, price will drop, but money will never be the same again after this is over. And you're witnessing it right now. Now, what did we say in the last 72 hours? Well, we had three stories out yesterday. Someone blew up last night. Founders AM, that's private. Goldfix PM back to normal. This is normal. This is the new normal, right? And then in case you missed it, we have three stories on the 29th, the 28th. We have three stories on the 27th, and we've got three or four on the 26th and 25th during the Christmas holiday. So you can read those. We've told you enough about them. Data on deck today, Case-Shiller Home Price Index, which is probably going off soon, and the minutes of the Fed's December FOMC meeting, jobless claims, and New Year's holiday is coming up. And there's more stories. We put it at the bottom. So what you're looking at here is these are all precious metal stories with the link right to the story. You don't need to go anywhere else unless you want to. And those are the summaries. We're going to put something else out later on today for premium subscribers. No judgments, no comments, except this is what they're saying. And you have to take it, you know, for what it is. The world is waking up. How long we'll be in the limelight? Who knows? But I'm about to mute the word silver myself. Even though I'll probably be muting myself. Let's take a quick look at the charts just to marvel at the insanity. There's Poly. Poly's great right now. Okay, so this is U.S. gold or Western Hemisphere gold. There's your sell-off yesterday in gold. Attention has been drawn. Money has been brought to bear. Somebody covered shorts. And spot gold dropped after that short was covered. And now we have the bounce. I will say, you know what? I do want to say one thing. A little bit of a bonus. I haven't been able to read Michael Oliver recently, but I respect his work as well as Jordan, as well as several other people that I'm not mentioning at the moment. But I was making a joke yesterday. I don't have the picture handy, but I was like, okay, they found the silver. Here we are back to unchanged for the week, and we'll be in the mid-50s, you know, over the next couple of weeks as the overboughtness gets worked off. Cynical pessimism, hedging my own bullishness, but someone tagged Michael, and he responded with, and this was, you know, little quote, but a very, very, very revealing quote. He said, maybe in the 70s, maybe a 1% chance of the 50s, but it looks to me like We are changing. So this sell-off, anecdotally speaking, to him was not a negation of momentum. It was a pullback. So I guess you could just say we just went back on the trend. So there's silver, right? Is it going to make new highs? You don't want it to make new highs. You want it to go here. Like, I want it to go lower so I can buy some miners, right? You want it to be here and let it get out of the headlines and let somebody talk about something else for a change. And then it goes up again, because at this point, whoever was short financially had a derivatives problem, they're blown out. So the market was kind of marching, looking for Max Payne, and it found it. They're out of the market, and now the physical market can take hold. The derivatives market is done. It's done. Okay? If you have a derivatives position in this market, you better be a structurally important bank, because the government's going to loan you money to paper over your losses until the metal is actually found at some point. Then it will be found, but at what price? I'm Vince. Have a great day.
Well, thanks for watching this morning's Markets and Metals with Vince Lancey. Sure hope your week is off to a great start, and then we'll see you again tomorrow.